Welcome into a We're Talking Short, sponsored by the Acadian Religious Store. The We're Talking Short will be a daily dose of history and short to the point episodes. The Acadian Religious Store is located at 2819 Johnson Street, family owned and operated in the same location since 1963, proudly serving the people of Acadiana in the South College Shopping Center and online at acadianreligious.com. November 7th, the Cajuns are 8-6 on this day in history. The first game on this date was a 13-18 loss to Louisiana College in 1930. In 1953, the Bulldogs, now the Cajuns, defeated Louisiana College 19-6 for homecoming at McNasby Stadium. Wind and rain kept most of the fans from the contest between Southwestern Louisiana Institute and Louisiana College. Only 750 fans braved the adverse conditions. It was the first Gulf State Conference victory of the year for the Bulldogs. Louisiana College took the opening kickoff and drove 68 yards for a touchdown. Fullback Martin Van Hergen scored the touchdown for the Wildcats. In the second quarter, the Bulldogs recovered a Wildcat fumble on the Wildcats' 28-yard line. The fumble came on a punt return. The ball hit one of the Wildcat players trying to block on the return. Billy Higginbotham capped the drive with a 5-yard touchdown run. The teams went into halftime with a 6-6 tie. In the third quarter, the Bulldogs drove 80 yards as Charlie Copes went in for their second touchdown. Copes had been out the last three games because of a knee injury. Copes would finish the game with a touchdown on 100 yards rushing on 18 attempts. In the fourth quarter, the Wildcats drove to the Bulldogs' one-yard line. The Bulldogs' defense came up big and forced a turnover on downs. The Bulldogs proceeded to drive 99 yards for the final touchdown on the day. The drive was capped by a 37-yard touchdown pass from Sid White to Herb Fondren. The pass from White was his only completion on the day as he ended the game going 1-for-2 and 37 yards. Clay Hudson was a defensive standout for the Bulldogs. Jim O'Connor and David Moore each recovered fumbles that set up two Bulldogs touchdowns. The wet weather caused havoc for those trying to handle the football. In all, there were 12 fumbles in the game. 7 fumbles for the Wildcats, and they lost 5 of them. 5 fumbles for the Bulldogs, and they lost 3 of them. The Wildcats picked up their 4th loss in conference play and set up a matchup of cellar dwellers next weekend in Monroe. In all, there were 5 homecoming games played on November 7th. In 1970, the Cajuns lost to the University of Tampa 50-38 at McNasby Stadium in front of 15,000 fans. The game broke the Cajuns' 7-game winning streak and extended Tampa's win streak to 8. Tampa entered the game ranked first in the United Press College Division poll. Tampa's Leon McQuarrie ran for 196 yards on 23 carries and scored 5 touchdowns. The 5 touchdowns tied USL's Jim Barton's McNasby Stadium record of 5 touchdowns set in 1968. In 1981, the Cajuns lost to Texas Arlington 23-7 in front of 18,103 fans. It was the second time the Mavericks spoiled USL's homecoming, having defeated the Cajuns 24-10 in 1979. Greg Davis led the Cajuns with 55 rushing yards on 14 carries. Kurt Caldera was 8-for-17 on the night for 143 yards for the Cajuns. In relief, Dwight Prudhomme was 6-for-13 for 83 yards. In 1987, the Cajuns defeated Memphis State 31-7 in a homecoming matchup at Cajun Field in front of 20,052 fans. The Cajuns intercepted 5 Tiger passes, 4 off of quarterback Andy Whitwell. Brian Mitchell finished the night with 121 yards rushing on 21 attempts and 11-for-16 passing for 119 yards and 2 touchdowns. In 1992, the Cajuns fell to Northern Illinois 23-15 at Cajun Field in front of 19,183 fans. Damian Denenberg led the Cajuns with 32 yards rushing on 7 carries. Tywan Hayes threw for 136 yards on 15-for-24 passing. Thanks for listening to this We're Talking Short, brought to you today by the Acadian Religious Store, located at 219 Johnson Street. Family owned and operated in the same location since 1963. Proudly serving the people of Acadiana in the South College Shopping Center and online at AcadianReligiousStore.com.
Any redistribution or reproduction of any part or all of the contents in any form is prohibited, except, who the hell are we kidding? Distribute it, share it, put it in your podcast, broadcast it, or put it on social media. Just give credit where credit's due.